Asotas Shishiman is Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakuri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namachaya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsiko Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhunitananda Shared Vaita Garadhar Sivasari Go Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Maya Podam Ki Jai. Sri Jivuna Maya Ganga Maya Bhakti Devi Jalsi Devi Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Pramananda Haribo. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. Jai Sisi Guru and Gauranga. Yeah, I know. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 34. Can we put it up on the board, please? Anyone have the book? Yeah, that's fine. You got it? Is that all right? Just till I'm done. 34. Yeah. Thank you. Yudi Turaga Rajo Vidumra Vishwak Kacha Lulita Shamavari Alangritasye Mama Nisita Sarair Vibidyamana Twachi Valasat Kavache Stu Krishna Atma Yuri Turaga Raja Vidum Ravishvak Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankritasye Mama Nisita Sarar Vididyamana Twachi Bilasad Kavache Stu Krishna Atma Yudi Turaga Rajavidum Ravishvak Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankritasye Mama Nisita Sarair Vibidyamana Twachi Vilasad Kavache Stu Krishna Atma Yudi Turaga Rajavidum Ravishvak Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankritasye Mama Nisita Sarair Vididyamanaya Twachi Vilasad Kavache Stu Krishna Atma Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankritasye Mama Nisita Sarar Vibidyamana Twachi Vilasat Kavache Stu Krishna Atma Yudi Turaga Rajavidum Ravishvak Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankatasye Mama Nisita Sarar Vibidyamana Twachi Vilasat Gavache Stu Krishna Atma Yudhi Duraga Rajavidum Ravishvak Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankritasye Mama Nisita Sarar Vibidyamana Twaji Vilasat Kavache Krishna Nama Matajis. Yadi Turaga Raju Vishwa Kacha Lulita Shramavari Alankritasye మమ నిశీత సరార్ విభిద్యమానా త్వచిత్ విలాసత్ కవచే శ్రీకృష్ణనాత్మా యుడి ఆన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ఫీల్డ్ తురాగా హోర్సెస్ రాజా డస్ట్ విదుమ్ర turned an ashen color. Vishwak, waving. Kacha, hair. Lulita, scattered. Shramavari, perspiration. Alankrita, decorated with. Asye, unto the face. Mama, my. Nisita, sharp. Sarai, by the arrows. Vibidyamana, pierced by. Twachi, in the skin. Vilasat, enjoying pleasure. Kavache, protecting armor. Astu, let there be. Krishne, unto Sri Krishna, Atma, mind. On the battlefield, where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. The Lord is the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is the absolute form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. As such, transcendental loving service to the Lord is one of the five principal relations, namely Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, i.e. neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, filial affection, and conjugal love, is graciously accepted by the Lord when offered to the Lord in genuine love and affection. Sri Bhishma Dev is a great devotee of the love in a relation of servitorship. Thus, his throwing of sharp arrows at the transcendental body of the Lord is as good as the worship of another devotee who throws soft roses upon him. It appears that Bhishma Dev is repenting the actions he committed against the person of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's body was not at all pained due to his transcendental existence. His body is not matter. Both he himself and his body are complete spiritual identity. Spirit is never pierced, burned, dried, moistened, etc. This is vividly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So also it is stated in the Skanda Purana. It is said there that spirit is always uncontaminated and indestructible. It cannot be distressed, nor can it be dried up. When Lord Vishnu in his incarnation appears before us, he seems to be like one of the conditioned souls materially encaged, just to bewilder the asuras or the non-believers who are always alert to kill the Lord, even from the very beginning of his appearance. Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna, and Ravana wanted to kill Ram, because foolishly they were unaware of the fact that the Lord is never killed, but the spirit is never, for the spirit is never annihilated. Therefore, Bhishma Dev's piercing of the body of Lord Krishna is a sort of bewildering problem for the non-devotee atheist. But those who are devotees or liberated souls are not bewildered. Bhishma Dev appreciated the all-merciful attitude of the Lord, because he did not leave Arjuna alone, although he was disturbed by the sharpened arrows of Bhishma Dev, nor was he reluctant to come before Bhishma Dev's deathbed, even though he was ill-treated by him on the battlefield. Bhishma's repentance and the Lord's merciful attitude are both unique in this picture. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a great acharya and devotee in the humor of conjugal love with the Lord, remarks very saliently in this regard. He says that the wounds created on the body of the Lord by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev were as pleasing to the Lord as the biting of a fiancé who bites the body of the Lord directly by a strong sense of sex desire. Such biting by the opposite sex is never taken as a sign of enmity, even if there is a wound on the body. Therefore, the fighting as an exchange of transcendental pleasure between the Lord and his pure devotee, Sri Bhishmadev, was not at all mundane. Besides that, since the Lord's body and the Lord are identical, there was no possibility of wounds in the absolute body. The apparent wounds caused by the sharpened arrows are misleading to the common man, but one who has a little absolute knowledge can understand the transcendental exchange in the chivalrous relation. The Lord was perfectly happy with the wound caused by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev. The word vibhidyamana is significant because the Lord's skin is not different from the Lord. Because our skin is different from our soul, in our case, the word vibhidyamana, or bruising and cut, would have been quite suitable. Transcendental bliss is of different varieties, and the variety of activities in the mundane world is but a perverted reflection of transcendental bliss. Because everything in the mundane world is but a perverted reflection of transcendental bliss, because everything in the material world is qualitatively mundane, it is full of inebrieties. Whereas in the absolute realm, because everything is of the same absolute nature, there are varieties of enjoyment without inebriety. The Lord enjoyed the wounds created by his great devotee, Bhishmadev, and because Bhishmadev is the devotee in the chivalrous relation, he fixes up his mind on Krishna in that wounded condition. Yudhi Turaga Raju Vidum Ravishwag Kachalulita Shamavari Alankritasye Mamani Sita Sarar Vividyamana Twachi Vilasad Kavache Stu Krishna Atma. On the battlefield, where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses, and because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. Om Agyana Timirandasya Chananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance of my spiritual master. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, Bhishmadev, who was actually stricken down materially by Arjuna, he's lying on the bed of arrows, so many arrows piercing his body. He's praying, let me constantly think of Krishna. Even though Bhishmadev was on the side of Duryodhana because of political reasons. Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra were the king. He was being maintained by them as grandfather Bhishma. And therefore, he sided externally with Duryodhana. and he fought against the Pandavas. This was also Krishna's arrangement. He was grandfather of the Pandavas, yet he fought against them. And don't think, we shouldn't think, Bhishma Dev to be a common man. When Yudhisthira was trying to revive his brothers, he was asked by Dharma that where is religion? Where is the truth? And he responded, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. The Mahajans, they are the ones who carry the truth. And who are those Mahajans? Srimad Bhagavatam states, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyasakir Vayam. Bhishma Dev is one of the Mahajans. He's not an ordinary man. He is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And this pastime was to show that even one is situated as a counterpart of the Lord. Bhishma Dev is apologizing. He shot Lord Krishna with arrows. Krishna appeared to be wounded, but those wounds were external. Krishna is divyam. He is transcendental. Therefore, he can never be injured by weapon, or he never is born or dies. Krishna is transcendental. And those that are his pure devotees, like our Srila Prabhupada, totally transcendental. In Prabhupada's later days, he was externally suffering from dropsy, because no one besides the Lord is free from janma mrityu jara vyadi, birth, death, disease, and all. We say that, and we repeat that since we were youths. For 45 years, when we've been repeating, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanam darshanam, birth, death, disease, and old age. But for the senior devotees, men and women, they're experiencing death, disease, old age, and it's not fun. Dukkhayalam ashashvatam, because his body is temporary and a little bit miserable. Of course, Krishna and the actual pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada, in those later days, the last 6 to 9 months, had this dropsy like his father, Gaur Mohan Day, which is failure of the kidney and failure of the liver, dropsy, just like our Jayapataka Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada couldn't eat. He couldn't perform so many functions, but he was only getting closer and closer to Lord Krishna. The doctors were saying, for a materialistic person, his nerves are exposed. He would be crying in pain. They would have to give him morphine like they gave me. There was an interesting story, personally, I have. I was in the hospital, and because I'm so mundane, they were giving me Dilaudid, which is a mixture of morphine and heroin, and Oxycontin, which is the drug of choice for the street. And at the same time, because of my condition, they had to give me blood thinners. So I became very ill, but I was on so many drugs that they were wheeling me into the procedure room, operating room. And I was so dreamy, dreamlike. I saw Ayatollah Prabhu wheeling me, chanting Japa Hare Krishna, and preaching to the nurses. I thought, this is an amazing dream. Of course, he's the mafia of the Hare Krishna. He came from an amazing background. And I thought, this is appropriate for me. And I thought, this is an amazing dream. And he kept wheeling, wheeling, wheeling all the way to the operation door. And then said goodbye, said Hari Bol. And I knew this couldn't be real because it's against hospital policy. No one can wheel you except the proper nurses and cartwheelers, porters. So they did the procedure. I came out. The next morning, I said, Ayatollah, I had this amazing dream. I said, I dreamed that you were pushing me in the bed into the operating room. And Ayatollah Prabhu said to me, I was pushing you in the bed into the operating room. It wasn't a dream. I thought I was going to some transcendental place. Ayatollah pushing me to my end. He said, no, it was me. I told him, I'm your brother. I told him, move aside, I have to take him. And he pushed me against all rules and regulations, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. They were amazed. They were stunned. They were shocked. And he pushed me right to the door. Then they said, that's it. You can't go inside. Your clothes aren't a papavidam. Of course they were. There was a dhoti and a kurta. But they meant pure and uncontaminated materially in the operating forum. So our Srila Prabhupada, he was not screaming in pain. He was only becoming more and more devoted to Lord Krishna. More and more absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We get a little bit of pain. Every time they'd ask me, what's your pain level? I would say, 10 out of 10. I couldn't take it. Mundane person, why is this happening to me? Oh, I'm in so much pain. Give me something to get me out of my misery. Somehow or other, I don't deserve this. The pure devotee, like Bhishma Dev, the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, he was welcoming the difficulty, like Queen Kunti. Let the calamities fall upon me again and again so I can constantly remember you. Srila Prabhupada was taking the difficulty. And I can't even imagine the grave difficulty. At the time, there was no such thing as dialysis or it was some 24-hour-a-day, every-day process that wasn't even available in Vrindavan or India, 1977. So when one has kidney failure, liver failure, anything you take, because your body is filled up with phosphorus, which the kidney didn't take care of, and potassium, therefore one feels like one is poisoned. That's a fact. Anyone who has had kidney infection or kidney failure, you feel like you've been poisoned. And there was no chance of clearing the potassium and the phosphorus from Srila Prabhupada's internal, external form internally. Nowadays they can do the dialysis, different procedures. And therefore Srila Prabhupada, not only his nerves were exposed, devotees didn't know, and they were trying to give Prabhupada dude, some milk, to maintain his strength. Milk is forbidden nowadays for a kidney liver patient because of the high quantity of phosphorus and potassium. So sometimes people say, well, Prabhupada said, I feel like I've been poisoned. Okay, you get kidney disease, I promise you, you will feel like you've been poisoned. Because you are poisoned with potassium and phosphorus in the system, which is supposed to be eliminated by the kidney, which has to be filtered by the kidney. So Srila Prabhupada externally was experiencing so much, we would not be able to tolerate it. We would ask for all the drugs in the warehouse, all the painkillers in the warehouse. Srila Prabhupada never had painkiller. He tolerated and prayed to Krishna and continued translating the Bhagavatam up until the point of leaving this world. Devotees would hold the dictaphone to Srila Prabhupada's mouth. And Prabhupada, you can see the video, would translate and give the purport on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing in his seva, continuing with his great devotion. So Bhishma Dev is the same way. He's on the bed of arrows, and he's considering this is the time to make prayers to Krishna. At one point when I was in the hospital, they put a tube in my jugular vein because my stomach was losing blood faster than they could get it in. They wouldn't let me sleep because my blood pressure was very low. And so the pain, and they wouldn't give me painkiller because the blood pressure was so low, 55 over 30. But the pain was so unbearable that I tried to chant. I couldn't even chant Hare Krishna. But somehow I chanted Ram 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 for a long time. My son came. He was in San Diego. He finally got to the hospital. The doctor went out to see him. He said, what's your name? He said, my name's Ram Nomi. He said, oh, your dad is calling for you constantly. He said, no. He's calling for God. He said, no, he didn't say God or Jehovah or Allah. He's saying your name. Ram, Ram, Ram. He chanted. And my son said, okay, fine. He's calling for me. Of course, this is why we give our children transcendental names. Because if I was calling for him, that would be a great benediction. So, Bhishma was a pure devotee, not like us. And he was praying that I've committed such an offense, I shot arrows at you, Lord Krishna. There's that beautiful picture in Savas Prabhu's office of Krishna picking up the wheel of a chariot and coming to break his promise that he won't get involved in the battle of Kurukshetra, but he was going to strike down Bhishma Dev. Arjuna reminded him. Beautiful picture. Anybody who's gone for conference, please meditate on that picture. 6 foot by 8 foot. It's huge. Still there on the back wall, right? Krishna's coming to massacre Bhishma. And Arjuna stops him. You promised you wouldn't do this. We'll take care of Grandfather Bhishma. And Bhishma allowed Arjuna, sometime later, I think the 10th day of the battle of Kurukshetra, to shoot arrows in him, cover him with arrows. So many arrows, you could barely put a finger in between each arrow. He was showered with arrows. And Krishna, when he was shot with arrows by Bhishma, he considered it the same as when the Vaishnav, the pure devotee, is offering flowers, offering a rose. This is transcendental pastime. This is not mundane. Neither one should consider Bhishma Dev in any way an enemy of Krishna or mundane. He was Krishna's great devotee. He was Mahajan. And when he passed away when he wanted to pass away. By his own will, when the sun was in the northern, we'll read later. I forget the exact name of the date, but when the great yogis and ascetics pass, he finally, after making so many beautiful prayers to Lord Krishna. So this was all the will of Krishna. There's two reasons a pure devotee has to suffer in this material world. But the main reason is because it's the will of Krishna. This material world is full of suffering. There's a little enjoyment. There's a lot of suffering. Maybe when you're young, you enjoy. You get older, listen to me. There is suffering. And when you're in so much pain and you're begging, put me out. Give me, and they say, no, I'm sorry. Your blood pressure's too low. You're whining in pain. People pass from this world, mundane people, whining from the pain. In misery. It's rare someone dies in their sleep. Even you think they died in their sleep, they were in so much pain in their sleep. Or they might have woken up and been in pain. Then they die. Oh, he died peacefully in his sleep. You don't know. But the pure devotee, it's Krishna's arrangement to give him the opportunity to glorify Krishna more, to love Krishna more. So even for us, we are neophyte, but we get some cut or bruise or amputation. It's Krishna giving us the opportunity to become more devoted to Him. Of course, it's also our karma as mundane people, mundane personalities. But it's Krishna's arrangement. We're not this body. We're souls. You can lose your fingers. You can lose your toes. You're still you, spirit soul. You can have somebody else's heart, somebody else's kidney. You're still you, spirit soul. So many people lost their limbs, their arms or legs, or they're still the spirit soul. So let us take the difficulties that happen in Krishna consciousness, even while living in this material world. The mental difficulties, the physical difficulties, let us take them as impetus to worship Krishna deeper and further, and like Bhishma Dev, be able to pray and chant up till the moment of leaving this world. Very painful. The airs of the body go in a clockwise fashion. But it said at the time of death, the airs go in the counterclockwise fashion, and the body fills up with mucus. The lungs fill up with mucus. And therefore you see people that pass a grr, grr, grr. Let us take this opportunity. It's going to be painful. There's pain and suffering, a little bit of enjoyment along the way. But pain and suffering, let us take that as impetus to become better devotees and worship Krishna more steadfast. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Oh, no, I was just...